RV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeart Radio Station.
The Dog and Joe Show
on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, yesterday, Ron Howard, what he did is he got on Twitter. Ron Howard, he's 64 years of age. He tweeted yesterday, "When was America at its greatest? Can you tell me an era that reflects the again that you hope to return to?" And that's the tweet that he sent out. All these people blew him up. Like I said, he had like 18,000 likes and 7,000 people were talking about it. And he simply asked, when was America at its greatest? So we ask you, 766-9370. There's no trick answer. There's no trap waiting for you. It's when do you think? From 1776 till June 15th, 2018. When was America at its greatest? And it, maybe for you, it was a one-month period. Maybe it was a decade. Maybe it was more than a decade. When do you think this nation was at its greatest? 766-9370. Let's start with the squirt. Let's start with the youngest on the show, the little millennial. Let's start with producer Dana.
I love it when you call me Squirt.
Yes, let's start with Squirt. All right, hot shot. Producer Dana, 28 years of age, hasn't lived a lot of life, but she's lived some. When would you think America was at its greatest?
So for me, it doesn't have anything to do with politics, and I have to sneeze, so I apologize.
Go ahead. I want to hear. I love when people sneeze on the air. Do it.
I think it passed. Okay.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm sorry.
Every
you scared
time you
it
make
away.
Note of it, it goes away. Yeah. That's the whole secret.
Joe
to
has
it.
Sneezed on the air. Out of all the years of doing this, I've never sneezed on the air, and I've always wanted to.
I got to do it like three times already.
Yeah. damn it. I love that. Okay. So you're not going to sneeze.
No. So mine has nothing to do with politics. It's simply about the crazy rock and roll party, cocaine-induced lifestyle. I want the 80s. I think the 80s was one of the best times.
Okay, and Ronald Reagan, a big part of that era. I know you don't have politics factored in, but a lot of people, they love, they honor Ronald Reagan. They say he was the greatest. And the 80s? The 80s were fun.
The style.
I think it was fun.
It was. Cool. Nothing was really serious. No one cared. And again, you got to think for us back in the 80s, you know. I mean, I was born in 72. So the 80s were like, that was my wheelhouse, man. I mean, dude, bro. I mean, everything was tubular and bodacious. And I mean, you'd go to Miller's Outpost and you'd buy your clothes and all the music was good.
And your mullet and your mustache.
Yeah. And I mean, it was just, I mean, everything just seemed like, whoa.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
is the
and
way
pleather,
that it should be.
And just big hair and
yeah.
bright colors. Oh,
Wilson's
my goodness.
Leatherman, you'd look at all the jackets, and then you'd go to the Tower Records, and you'd go to the warehouse, and it was like there was roller rinks everywhere, payphones on every corner. I mean, you could go in and rip videos. Everything was just in order. It's like when the clock should have just stopped, and everything froze in that decade.
I just slightly missed it by about 2 years, 3 years. In 85, I was 10.
See, you were
so
more
you
of
would
a,
have been 13.
You were kind like, of a 90s guy.
I was like very late 80s, yeah. but 90s was mine.
Yeah, and it is Joe's birthday today. He's 43.
Yes, happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, guys. I wish that I could have been more 80s, though, because it was cool. I tried, but by the time I tried for 80s style, it was out.
Yeah, you had great TV shows. You had great music. You had junk bonds. You just had all this stuff going on. People started going back to work, meaning dual incomes. You know, and that's when the kids started becoming more corrupt. Juan Pablo was down there, man. He was shipping the cocaine into California and Miami. I mean, you had music clubs. Disco was on its way out. I mean, that's what it was, is the 80s. No one took nothing serious.
Remember when you could wear bandanas wrapped around your thigh while you were wearing jeans?
Did it look like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, people wore bandanas around their legs, man. They had piano ties. They popped their
killer.
Collar.
The style was so strangely awesome.
It was. It was a fun time. So, Dana, that's what it is for you?
Oh, for sure.
Good pick.
And so,
good
if you were going to time travel backward or forward, you would go to the 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
766-9370. Greatest time for America. When was America at its greatest? Joe, what about for you?
About that, the whole time we've been talking about it. I'm going to be honest when I tell you this. I got to say, you're going to curse me right now.
Right now?
We're in it.
like today.
We are in the greatest time of America. Now maybe all Americans aren't getting along, but through the course of American history, we've had worse times of Americans not getting along. So I don't look at that as a bad thing.
And that's fair, because maybe it's impossible.
Sure, we've had Civil War. Yeah. We've had way worse times than this.
Yeah, civil rights.
I'm just talking about the stuff happening right now.
You're talking about, like, NASA and Mars?
Yes. Oh, and God. About to discover alien life.
Yeah, see, this is why I knew Joe's say right now.
Dude, technology. We're going to have wearable technology.
Shut up. The way the phones are. They've had wearable technology for, like, 10 years.
You say that, but it's really going to come into its own this soon.
2019 is the big year. Yeah,
the fact that we're gonna get drone carrying pizzas. Delivery from Amazon. Uh-huh. You know, the fact that we're gonna get hyper taxis uh-huh. where they can fly and drive on the ground. They're creating those right now.
That wearable technology that you're so excited about.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Autonomous vehicles.
Yes,
that run into cop cars and kill people. Excited about that.
Yeah, Tesla just released a crap load
more. Don't say yeah
of
to
them.
That, Joe. He just got you.
What'd you say?
These autonomous cars that drive themselves into police cars or that kill people.
Not that part of it. Oh, you slid that one in there when you got me all happy about autonomous vehicles. That's only like two wrecks that we've had. The rest of them are doing just fine. There's people out there driving an autonomous vehicle right now.
Yeah.
Safely.
Not safely. But what else? What else is it about right now that you love that's
exciting?
The fact
that we're going to have commuter space travel.
Jesus Christ.
The common man and woman can circle the moon soon, dude.
So they're going to be commuting to Mars.
Yeah, Virgin Airlines already doing it.
No, they're not.
What, to the moon?
But they're not taking. They're not commutable. Normal people aren't traveling to the moon.
There's enough rich people that you could probably use the word normal.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're not NASA engineers and they're not astronauts.
Uh-huh. Well, what else?
They're just rich.
What else about now that's so exciting?
Oh, the size of TVs. The game systems.
The size of television.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time, back in the 50s, you couldn't have a full wall TV?
No. I mean, that damn thing probably weighed 800 pounds and it was only 16 inches.
The closest thing you got to it was those projection screens we had in school. And that just put up a still image with something that your teacher wrote on one of those highlighted papers.
Yeah, overhead projector.
Game systems and the games that are coming out now.
Oh, the digital.
Yeah, the way they look when you play them. It's so interactive and immersive, it feels like you're actually there.
But 80s video games were so good.
They really were, and I'm not knocking them, Dana.
Yeah. See, 80s video games were fun. They didn't look good, but they were more fun to play.
I don't know. They look good to me now. I mean, but that's like a nostalgia, thing.
Yeah, Dana's got this. She's on this 80s kick. It's like, and that's what people do, is they fascinate about a time they never lived in.
Well, if you guys are so into the 80s games and you like the nostalgia of it, again, that's why this time is great, because they're back, dude. They're releasing the Nintendo. I played Frogger just the other day. Super Punch Out with Mike Tyson.
Every day we come in here and play something off the River Turntable. You know, we play records, so the kids are getting back into cassettes. They're getting back into records. There's a thing in New York City. I saw this on TV one time. And what they do is they have classes on the weekends, and people drop their kids off, and they go in there, and they type.
Seriously.
It's like this whole building full of typewriters, and people go in there, and they type on old-school analog. They got the type ribbon and they got the tape, and I mean it's the old school typewriter, and kids are fascinated by it because they don't know anything about typewriters.
No kidding.
So there's 60 people show up in this office in New York on Saturdays, and this is what they do for fun. They play on old school typewriters, and kids love it.
It's probably relaxing.
Yeah.
Just think about how that would sound in there.
And your boy, he collects typewriters. Tom Hanks. He's like a big typewriter collector.
That's how you write all your amazing movie scripts.
Yeah. He's a typewriter aficionado.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he likes to...
So he's got all these old ones probably sitting out in his house somewhere or whatever?
Yeah, he's got a famous Corona that he loves, and he's got one over... Oh, yeah, he's like a typewriter kook.
Does he really write his scripts on those, Dana?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, he does.
I wonder
about that. Yeah. I bet he does if he really likes them like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So there's all this old stuff that's come back. So what stuff would be retro from now, say, in 30 years?
Oh, good question.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell us your era, though.
Well, answer my question. I'll go to my era, because my era is the best.
What would be retro from now in 30 years? Like, what's cool? What are you saying? What's cool enough now to make a swing back?
Yeah, what's going to be the big kick-ass thing? Like, we have records that are back right now.
Well, and, Polaroid cameras are a big deal now, and they were big in the 90s. Yeah,
people are collecting stamps again, and hell, I don't know, whatever they get into. the boom boxes. You know, everyone wants a ghetto blaster again.
Hey, what if it was just a car that drove on rubber wheels? The big thing to be cool in 30 years from now is to have a car that drives on rubber wheels, because now they're all hypercars. They're all floating cars.
Hold on. You did this again. And when you do this stuff, it's stupid. It pisses me off.
Why? Because cars are here now. But if you wanted to come back in 30 years.
Cars don't ride on rubber wheels. They ride on steel wheels or alloy wheels or aluminum wheels.
The tires are rubber.
Oh, God.
Yes. You know what I meant.
You know how he is, Joe.
I know what you meant.
I'm talking about an actual rubber touches pavement drivable vehicle.
So you're talking about 30 years from now, you're saying like whatever the cars are of right now, like 2018.
Yeah, what's our rich guy's name? That Vivank guy, Ronna Vivank, whatever that real rich guy is that was going to buy the Kings. He would be the one guy in Sacramento that would have a rubber touching the road car. You know what I mean? Because he's going to go back old school. And now it's going to be like $150,000.
So 2018 cars that still run on combustion gas engines are going to be a big thing.
Yeah, with wheels that still spin and drive on the road and whatever.
This is assuming we have hover cars, basically.
Oh, yeah. Where are we at right now? 2018, uh-huh. Hover cars will be here 2022.
2022?
You know this for a fact.
Absolutely. They're in the works. Bezos has got them going with the company.
Of course,
care
Bezos
about.
Does.
Will these hovering cars, will these people that are driving them, will they have that wearable technology?
Yeah, that's how they steer them.
Yeah, 766-9370. Data's on the phone. I'll get to mine. And this is simple, and I think I've told you this before. If I could have ever picked a year to have been born, to me, when America was at its greatest, it would have been post-World War II. 1948. And
he
that's,
loves that age.
That's 3 years after World War II, but I'm going to put it 1948. To 1978. Now, that's a 30-year span, and I know that's a large chunk of time.
Yeah, why do you get that many years?
You could have picked how many years you wanted. Dana took a decade. You could have taken, you said right now today, you could have had, you know, from now until 2020.
I just like 1 year. 2018 is going to get it.
Okay, and that's fantastic. And I don't necessarily need a 30-year block, but post-World War II.
Is that Rosie Riveter time?
Oh, well, Rosie Riveter was, you know, back when the war was going on still. She was over here in the factories building the planes and putting the rivets in and, you know, help keeping the fort down. So 1948 is post-World War, post by 3 years. So 1948 to 1978, I would say, was the greatest chunk of time. And if I could have been born in 1948, oh,
why
my
not?
God.
What's your reasoning behind that?
Because that's when the nation started building. Everybody came back from the war. We were rich. We had money. The troops were worshipped and cherished, and they needed to come back, and they didn't have a lot of money. So they started building housing communities, and that's when architecture started blowing up, and they started building the ranch homes and building the neighborhoods. And then a little bit, you know, years later, then they get into the freeways, and they get into more transportation and more travel, and everything just blew up because we just had so much freaking money. And all the women were happy that the dads were home and the fathers were home and the kids were home and you could go to college. And you knew if you went to college and you spent, you know, $1,800, you could go out and work in some high rise and make tons of money. You could become an architect. Everything had worth and had value, and people still had values. And that's when Dad would come home from work and they would take his shoes off and they'd pour him a drink.
There it is.
And he'd go to the bureau and he'd light his pipe. And the kids would play Cowboys and Indians out on the veranda. And they would sit out there and they would look at all these big fins on the cars. And that whole chunk of time from 40. And here's the other thing. 1958 and 1959, some of the coolest looking cars ever. If I would have been
born. Why you got to skip 1957? Why you do that? Just purposely went right past my most favorite car year.
Because 1957, the fins were still small. I want a 1959, 1960 Land Shark. And if I was born in 48, okay.
They call it Land Sharks because that's bitching with that big
fin.
That's
what I call them because they had the big tails.
Yeah, they were huge.
Big bullet lights. So in 48.
They almost looked futuristic.
They did.
Didn't they?
It was so cool. And the houses, the architect, everything was so cool. They're trying to figure out technology and there was so much industry and cash and nothing was politically correct. And Dad would smoke on TV.
Yeah, you want to take it back to a time when man was king.
Yes!
I know what you... See, as soon as you said it, Dad would come home and he'd sit on the couch and off would come his shoes and Mom would bring in his slippers and his pipe and his drink and let him be for 10 minutes while he decompressed.
Yes, absolutely. And then Dad would go out and he would golf, you know, and he would do all this stuff. And then if I were born in 48 and 68, I would be 20. I want you to think about that. 1968, you're 20. You got all this other hippie stuff that's coming on.
You are dazed and confused.
No. I'm already, I'm career-based by now. I'm going out, you know, I'm going to get my job at, like, IBM or whatever that's coming up.
Okay, because 50s would have been your high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, 58, I would have been 10. 68, I would have been 20, so I would have been going to high school in the mid-60s. You see, and I would have been going off to college.
What a strange year to go to high school and to do that.
Yeah.
That was like the weird years for high school were the 60s.
The year I was actually born, I'm all credentialed up, and I'm making money, man. 1972, I'm a power player. It's like what do you call that?
Mad Men.
Yeah, I got this ad agency in the 70s because I love the 70s.
You're driving pastel cars to work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got these orange refrigerators and green carpet.
They were drinking whiskey there, too.
And they're drinking whiskey in Manhattans and all that stuff. And then I'm at the beginning of the porn craze, man. I'm at the very beginning of...
You're also at the worst the women looked.
No, in the porn craze. Well, they were hairy.
They were.
Okay, and again, I would have been just right there in that wheelhouse of all this cool
stuff.
They call
that the Squatch era, the Sasquatch.
I liked it.
Squatching era of porn.
Let's go to Ron. Enough about us. Ron, when do you think America was at its greatest?
That's a great era.
I think it was the 60s.
The 60s too, Ron.
So, Pegasus. Yes. Pegasus with a year, a start and end date.
I'm thinking 62, you know, just the middle of the 60s. I remember growing up when the dads worked, the moms stayed home.
Yeah.
And kids were out playing with their bikes, riding their Schwinn bikes with ape hangers and sissy bars and banana seats. And
yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I was born in 56. And when I was about 8 or 9, my dad would give me 35 cents. I'd ride down to the local gas station. I'd buy a pack of Lucky Strikes for him.
Yeah.
I'd roll it in my sleeve and drive home and give it to him.
Yeah. See? Yes.
How was that? Yes. Oh, man. I can't even believe people are still here from that era and they didn't die or go to jail.
Oh, yeah. No seatbelts. Kids are riding the back of dad's truck and dad's got a tall can of Coors Banquet between his legs.
Are you allowed doing that anymore?
What?
Riding in the back of the truck?
No. God, no.
You cannot ride in the bed of the truck anymore.
No, I don't think at any age now. I think it is outlawed in the state of California, if not federally. You can no longer get in the back of a truck.
I swear to you, on summer days, and I know you probably did too with your buddies, with your dad's drive, that's all we did. Every time we went anywhere, we were the back of the truck.
That's how we went to high school.
It was just everywhere like that.
We sat in the back of trucks, and we sat in the back of El Caminos and Rancheros and the back of Subaru Brats.
I always wanted to sit in the back of an El Camino.
No, it's not what it sounds like.
It sounds fun.
we all went to school. I mean, we go. If a guy had a truck, there was 15 kids in back.
I know. When did that stop? What year did they say you couldn't do that no more?
I don't know. It went 80s? Away. It went away like late 90s.
It was probably around the time seatbelts happened or a little after.
Yeah, seatbelt law and all that.
Well, here it says that basically you can only ride in the back of a pickup if there is an enclosed cargo area.
Yeah, you got to have seats and belts, and you have to have a camper on it, and it has to be, you know, utility-based.
So you can't fly out or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but here's the thing, too. How crazy is this? Remember, back in the 80s or late 70s, Subaru, the company now that you know, sells all these commercials, and they have dogs, and everyone thinks that Subarus are safe, and you see the children. Subaru had a car called the Brat. Mm-hmm. And it had two back seats that would face the cars behind them, and people would actually sit in chairs, little jump chairs, in back of a Subaru Brat. So you're driving down the road, you'd have two people staring right at you. They're sitting in chairs. And they had little lap belts. They just sitting back. They sold cars.
I got to see what that even cool. looks like. I mean, the old station wagons had the rumble seat. That seat, the very back, that would flip up and face backwards.
A Subaru Brat was basically a newfangled El Camino. It was a small little economy Subaru car, and it had two back seats that would face the people behind them. You don't know what a Subaru Brat is?
I don't know why.
Google that.
I'm going to.
When you see it, you'll know what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so people got to sit in the back, and it was just a great, great time.
Oh, God, you got to be kidding me.
You've never seen this?
I have. Yeah, absolutely, I've seen this.
Yeah, it had back seats.
The baby El Camino.
Yeah. That's what it is. So it's a fantastic time.
Now that looks really safe. And that looks fun, you got to be honest, because those things look like cool seats.
Yeah, those things were all over the road back in the 80s, man.
How about these guys?
Yeah, that's a Subaru Brat. Look at that. It's got a little roll bar. It's got two back seats.
They even give you little jump handles like you had on the on the big wheel to make it do a skid.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe you don't remember those, man. Those were everywhere.
That wasn't a popular vehicle in Indiana.
Well, no. No, a lot of stuff going on in Indiana in the 80s wasn't happening here.
You didn't see a whole lot of those back there.
Dog and Joe. They turn their brains off on the weekends, though we doubt you'll notice the difference. The Dog and Joe Sat Show.
Saturday morning, 6 to 10.
On 93.7 The River.